This morning, I've invited two of our facilitators for connection groups to come up and share a little bit about why they're participating in the program this fall. And Judy Adorian is our first this morning. That should be on.
In September of 2013, I was the chairperson of Westminster's Caring Circle, and I was writing a religious education curriculum. I had a son in coming of age and a son in neighboring faiths. I was scheduled to co-host a coming of age game night, co-chaperone some neighboring faith field trips, and co-lead OWL and some neighboring faith classes. My calendar was filled with Westminster. I must have had a lot of free time, right? Not so much. I had a son in his first year of high school and a son in his first year of middle school. While my husband juggled his hectic retail work schedule with our family obligations, I chauffeured our sons to cross-country practices, bowling tournaments, and student council meetings. I coordinated everyone's schedules with healthy dinners and a clean house. I balanced my own freelance writing deadlines with the editing and marketing services required by my clients. I had a gravely ill uncle and a brother-in-law who'd been unemployed going on 3 years. The list of people who needed me went on and on. I'm sure my life at the time sounds similar or even tame compared to the multitude of responsibilities you face in your life. We're caring people, and caring people are needed, and needed, and needed. For me, it felt like everyone wanted a piece of me. As I'd written in my journal one day, "Bless Kristen for asking me to give her a ride to her eye exam today, and bless the optometrist for running late." I spent the hour in the waiting room, away from any phone or computer, catching up with Kristen for about 30 minutes, and then indulging in uninterrupted pleasure reading for another 30 minutes. Heaven on earth. So with all this stress, why did I add one more obligation to my life by signing up for a connection group? Because there was only one piece of myself left to give, and I chose to give that piece to myself. For an hour and a half, once a month, I met with six other people. We checked in, we read, we contemplated, we shared. Most importantly, we listened. We listened to what was said, to what wasn't said, and to what our inner voice needed to tell us. Our goal was not to solve each other's problems. In fact, our covenant directed the exact opposite. No advice giving, no cross-talking, only active listening. Not once did someone say, "You should," or "You need to," or "You mustn't." We listened more than we talked. We held sacred space for each other. Answers revealed themselves. My life has changed dramatically in the past 4 years. I closed up my writing business to pursue new interests. My older son is off at his first year in college, and my younger son will start driver's education soon. I'm involved in other areas of Westminster, including the board, and I'll be teaching OWL at the higher age group. What remains, however, is my commitment to these connection groups as a small group ministry facilitator, to hold sacred space for me and for you.